All righty, this is the is March 30th. I was gonna say the 20th, but that would be wrong, the 30th. And this is the Florida Go to God First. Oh, God. The cat likes to get on the table. That's not happening. So anyway, this is a Florida Go to God First fellowship, and I am going to be sharing tonight. I listened to Mary's teaching and Becca's, and Mary's was great. Becca's was absolutely fantastic too. I got to listen to it again. I mean, it made me think of the how you can change the patterns and of your life if you want to. It's free will, but what happens is people get comfortable in those patterns, like she was talking about, and it's a I don't know if she said this, but because I only listened to it twice, but she was saying that. She was saying that, sorry about that. I got a cat that keeps jumping up on the, next time I'm gonna go someplace else and do it, sit on the table. Anyway, she kept saying, that, change, and for here, I'm gonna, what was God was working in me was, growth is uncomfortable and it's okay to be uncomfortable. Because because for me, it is definitely uncomfortable. And of course, like Becca was talking about, those patterns and stuff, I'm not used to comfortable. I want peace like a river. I like routine. But the routine that I've had or been in has not been good. So, and like I said, this is the most challenging time of my life. But that's okay. I'm going to continue to go to God and keep moving forward, and nothing or no one is going to hinder me or stop me from moving forward. The most important person is me in my mind, because my mind and my thoughts want to stop that. And so that teaching that she did today was really uplifting. Like I said, I listened to it twice, and as I was walking around exercising. And it was really good. And again, it made me think about, it's okay to be uncomfortable, because growth is uncomfortable, because you're changing those patterns. God is not you, but God is working in you by your free will. It has to be by your free will to change those patterns, thoughts and things that come out of your mouth, like in the fire service. You have to, you don't have to be, but you really get good at being sarcastic, so that's something that's not good. That's old man nature. So that's something I need to change. So with God's help, it's not me changing, it's my free will doing the work. The work is in the mind, like she was saying. And the scripture that came to me was it's an easy one. It's, they had a mind to work. That's when they were building the temple, and they had a mind to work. Now they had also, they had interesting, they had guards, and they had other people that were working. So they had to go, they had people that were guarding against the Amalekites or whoever the devil people were that were trying to get to them, and from building the temple. But they had a mind to work, and then the other ones would work. And then they would switch off, or some of them get rest. I don't know exactly how they did it, but they ended up having a mind to work. And I forget where that scripture is, but that's the key. And it's okay to be uncomfortable. I'm very, very uncomfortable right now. But there's times of peace and there's times of uncomfortability. And as Becca was talking about, or what I got from the teaching is when you change, you can get out of that being uncomfortable, which I know you can. And speaking in tongues has been huge for me. And then doing my best to keep my mouth shut, is another one. Put a guard on my mouth. So these are all things that God is working on me, working with me. But I have to do the work. I have to do the practice. I have to practice guarding what comes out of my mouth. I have to practice changing my thoughts. I have to practice speaking in tongues. Same with honoring God and same with connect. Like tomorrow's my connect. I'll be connecting whether I want to or not. So, and like the great thing is, you know, I never laughed like this before. So I got the joy of the Lord, you know, and I very rarely do I laugh, you know, but I laugh now. I got joy. And so I didn't have it for a long time. So, you know, I'm super blessed and, you know, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep moving forward. Good news. My sister, had, surgery done and, she ended up, they found a little spot of, cancer in her breast and they had it removed and she ended up, calling me. The doctor called her today and said she's done. Like I told her, I prayed and I had you guys praying. And, so she's, free, you know, and that's the way it should be, you know, but, you know, the world has taught us that that's not possible, you know, or, and Becca was talking about, you know, getting on your knees. And absolutely, you know, sometimes I do that in a shower, but get, and I'm pretty sure she meant it this way. We're not begging God for anything. You know, because when I see people, you know, on their knees, normally I see them, they're begging, you know, begging God. And I get it because I've been in scenes where, you know, people, you know, want something to be reversed that cannot, well, it could, God could reverse it, but it didn't get reversed with them on their knees. Not because they weren't on their knees, but because it just didn't get reversed. Let's just leave it at that. But anyway, so, you know, there's a walk. And this walk is a balanced walk, and it's a walk of faith, you know. And so God is working in me to see the things I desire first, because I went to Lawrence and got information on from God, from him, on what I need to do. Picture that. I need to picture certain things happen. I need to picture it, you know. And so as I'm doing that, it's the first time not the first time, but I mean, it's because obviously you picture it in other ways, in negative ways. You picture, you know, you're going to have a car accident. You picture you're going to, and that's fear. So it's like Becca was saying, you know, she's saying, choose you this day, life or death, you know? And so that's the only two routes to go. So, and the world has taught us to be, or me anyway, taught me to be, negative, to walk in death, you know, in the old man nature. Well, I'm complete in Christ. And again, I'll go back to I either believe it or not, you know. And so, you know, a lot of my actions this week and last week have not been that way. But again, that's missing the mark. In God's word, they call it sin. But again, we're sinless in Christ. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't mean I don't apologize or I don't make amends to, you know, whoever I did something to, even myself, you know, and most importantly, to God. It says, David say something about, you know, not wanting to sin, because of God? I forget that verse, but it's a great verse and it talks about him not sinning because it wasn't going to be against a person or a thing or people. It was going to be against God. I'll find it later. I was going to look up some stuff, but I got busy doing other stuff. And, anyway, the thing, like Becca was sharing about changing those patterns, and you know, and this sharing is, it's okay to be uncomfortable because growth is uncomfortable. So, and in where I used to work, you know, I could get you had no choice but to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because of some of the things you saw and see, and we were just on a ride, and I ran into a Jacksonville fireman. He's been on the job 12 years, so I know what he's seen, you know. So me and him were talking, and I could tell, you know, just from seeing, because he's got a busy station. He's running every day, seeing a lot of calls. He says he's got like 3 house fires a day, you know, on one 24-hour shift. So you're not sleeping at all. So on top of all that, just think about what you're seeing, you know. So, you know, anyway, you go into shutdown mode. You go into, you know, nothing's going to hurt me mode. Those are the modes of the world. Instead of being open and vulnerable and going to God and sharing those things with Him. Doesn't mean you're weak, you know, because that's the theme in the fire service. You're weak for any man, really. You're weak if you show vulnerability. And that's not true. Actually, it's more strength. And I think David was a great example. And I used to not like him, you know, for a bunch of reasons. But I won't go into now. But the more I see, and the more I read, and we're actually watching the second part on Prime Video, The House of David, you can see where he was abandoned. You know, just like Jesus Christ was abandoned. You know, he was rejected, just like Jesus Christ rejected. They tried to kill him, just like they killed Jesus Christ. They thought they killed him, raised him from the dead. So he's a type. He's a type of Christ. You know, now obviously Christ didn't commit adultery because he was perfect before the law, but that was because he had to be, but it doesn't mean he did not go through all the mental pressure and all the physical, way more mental than we'll ever go through. That's why he's a complete savior. But he fixed his jaw like a flint, it says in I think it's Isaiah or Jeremiah somewhere. He fixed his jaw like a flint. In other words, he said, I am not giving up. It was prophesied about him, about what he was going to do. And in the garden, he went 3 times, which is complete. And God didn't answer him because that was the only way to redeem us. But then God sent angels, just like he did for Elijah. You know, our Father is so good. So we just got to keep hanging in there. And again, you talk about uncomfortable. You know, for him, on top of him, God showing him that he got Lazarus up for after 4 days. Jesus Christ needed to see that, you know, because I mean, you know, it had to be in the back of his mind, you know, because he had to have doubts and fears and worries just like the rest of us, because that's what it says in God's word, that he took on everything that we took on. And that means everything. And a lot of us haven't taken on not even a quarter of what he took on or what other people have taken on. You know, you see people out here that are gay or lesbian or whatever. The adversary has made them that way. You know, that's what's happened. It's hard to believe, but that thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he does, you know, and people sometimes allow that to happen in their lives or it happens, the hurts and the wounds, you know, if you don't let them heal, you know, or if you don't go to God and let them heal, and again, that's uncomfortable. So it's okay to be uncomfortable. Whatever they are, you have to get rid of all that bull crap. That's in your heart and in your mind, you know? And so that's where God's got me working on that. It's okay to be uncomfortable because I heard it from Becca and God told me, hey, it's okay to be uncomfortable. That's what it's going to be about tonight. It's okay to be uncomfortable. Growth is uncomfortable. And I knew it was, but again, obviously from God, not from me, but ceasing from my own works. I got to cease from my own works. You know, stop trying to, you know, make people do things that, you know, that I want them to do. I mean, what a waste of time. Or be who I want them to be. That's God's job. You know, now I can picture it. but I can't make it happen. That's not my job. That's my father's job. And including even with me. I can't make me do anything. I have to practice it and picture it and put free will forward and go forward and do the things that I need to do, which are right there in God's word, because we are definitely doing the more perfect and excellent way. No question about that. I mean, I can see that so clearly, and I knew I could see it, but it's just getting brighter and brighter and brighter that we are definitely on the right path. Now, do we got it all down right? Absolutely not, because we're seeing through a glass darkly, obviously. But we got this speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit down. I can tell you that. A lot of other things. And I was talking to my friend today, and he knows God like, a house on fire, But, God just told me as I was talking to him, don't tell it. Don't just say this. Don't say that. So I'm practicing. It's a practice, Because what good would it do to share what my thoughts were to him when he is not, I'm not going to say I'm not better than him. He knows more of the word than I'll ever know, research wise, but, there's some pride there. And, but just like Samuel had that pride. And Brander reminded me, pride cometh before the fall, which is a great, great thing to remember, And obviously, Lucifer was cast down because he wanted to be like the Most High. I. We're to lose ourselves, and to move forward. This is a practice for me because I am getting there. And I'm on my way there. It's gonna be God fast track. So currently there's, three of us on here. Me, Brenda, and God is on here with us. And there's other people gonna be listening to this. And Father, I thank you for bringing laborers because you're definitely gonna bring them. I don't know when, I don't know where, but let that light shine off me, and let me get out of my own way and guide me and direct me into that. As you are, because that's exactly what's happening. Ephesians 3:16, I keep going back. I'm being strengthened. The more I speak in tongues, I'm being strengthened by might, his might. I'm being strengthened by my Father and by his might in the inner man by the comfort that he's given me, by completed works of my Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. Is it worth it? Absolutely. I can see the growth in me. I can see it. And I can absolutely see it, and there's a lot of things I can see. So, and God's given me, revelation and word, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, a bunch of different things. I made some decisions at work that were uncomfortable for people, but I knew they were the right decisions to make, So I can see that confidence just growing. I can see that, the loving myself more growing. I can see all the things that the paradigms that God showed Lawrence to put up about self-esteem and self-worth and confidence and all those other things. I got to go back and listen to some of those. God will show me and guide me and direct me and all that, and that's what he's doing. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. But growth is uncomfortable and it's okay to be uncomfortable. Okay. It's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable because the next thought away, you can be comfortable. Sometimes it takes a little longer, and sometimes it takes, a while to get out of what you need to get out of, because of you, not because of God. God can do it instantaneously, if you allow him. Sometimes I don't allow him, and I don't come on here and bullcrap anybody. I come on here and tell the truth, because I got the Spirit of God in me, and I'm a man of God, that's for sure. And there's no question about that. I know God's word, and I'm a man of God. And I'm putting God first, absolutely putting him first. And this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship is what it is. My minister is Lawrence Tor, and I'm going to connect with him tomorrow. So, again, it's okay to be uncomfortable. Growth is uncomfortable. Keep moving forward. Keep speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is house on fire, much as you can. Because I'm telling you, I'm seeing it in me. The growth is amazing in my life. You know, just absolutely amazing. You know, other people might not be able to see it, but I know I can. And I can actually feel it too. And I don't mean feel it in the sense of like an emotion, feel it. I mean, I can sense it, feel it, spiritually sense it, and know it. You know, see the confidence, see the self-esteem and self-love and self-worth all building up. God strengthened me with his inner might. You know, that I can see it. I can feel it. You know, that spiritual feel. You know, we got the Spirit of God. We got the greatest gift. That's our down payment, our inheritance currently, until the return of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. He's definitely coming back. I don't know when. Could be 1,000 years from now. Could be 100. Could be tomorrow. Could be 10 days from now. Who knows? But he's definitely coming back. So just keep growing. Keep going to God and sharing your heart with him. He knows your heart already. But he says, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things. He knows your heart before you even say it, what it is. You know, prayer, I believe, is, you know, perfect prayer, obviously, is speaking my prayer is for us to release. It's great to pray, don't get me wrong. And it's good to get on your knees too. You know, also get on your knees and pray. I mean, you know, or stand up and pray, or whatever, however God works in you to pray. Because I've seen it where God has worked in many, many people that I'm thinking, what the hell are they doing? And God has worked in them, because God works by, he works with your faith. You got to believe him, because he's not going to break your free will. So keep going to God. And again, it's uncomfortable sometimes, the growth process, but it's okay to be uncomfortable. Growth is uncomfortable sometimes, and it's okay. So I love you guys, and here is Miss Brenda.
Good evening. Praise God. He is good, and he's good all the time. You know, as Van was saying earlier, we got some great news from his sister today that, you know, she was basically cancer free. But, you know, we serve a mighty God. And even when things look impossible, he can do the impossible. And, you know, he's a good, good father, always loving. You know, always wanting to, you know, take care of his children. And, one of the things that Van and I have been watching has been, the House of David. So now we're into the second season. And, you know, it's amazing to see what they actually had to go through back then. You know, it came to the part where they went into the tabernacle, to offer prayers, and David was singing a song, and the only thing that I could understand was Adonai. And so, you know, I knew that the song must be beautiful, but, The one thing that I've learned today is that, life is a gift. You can't take anything for granted. And really, every perspective that you have, it's always a state of mind. Paul said, I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in, whether I'm free or whether I'm bound. And so, that is something that I learned a long time ago, but I had actually forgotten about. But truly, it is something to definitely keep in your heart. You know, sometimes we always want more, or in some cases, maybe we're satisfied with everything we have in our life. You know, it could be, you know, I want a bigger house. I want a better job. I want, you know, whatever it is. But you can always go to your father in heaven, and he is, someone who can move mountains for you. You know, you could be in the valley, and you can go through a lot. It's easy to praise God when you're on the mountaintop, but it's a lot harder when you're in the valley and you're going through a lot of things. So the best thing you can do is, have compassion, be kind to strangers. You never know what they're going through. So these are the things that I wanted to share tonight. And thank you so much for allowing me to share.
All right. Well, that was the Florida go to first. First base. Baseball season started. Go to God first. And I'll be sending this off. Love you guys. You guys have a great night or whatever. Yeah, you guys are way ahead of us time-wise. Whenever you listen to this, it'll bless you. God is good.